أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعلنا أصحاب النار إلا ملائكة وما جعلنا عدتهم إلا فتنة للذين كفروا ليستيقن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ويزداد الذين آمنوا إيمانا ولا يرتاب الذين أوتوا الكتاب والمؤمنون وليقول الذين في قلوبهم مرض والكافرون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا كذلك يضل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء وما يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو وما هي إلا ذكرى للبشر. صدق الله العظيم. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us a glimpse of the punishment that Allah will mete out to Walid ibn Mughira and the likes of Walid ibn Mughira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concluded that section of ayat with alayha tis'ata ashar, that upon the fire of Jahannam are 19. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala further elucidates this 19, who are they and why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mention that particularly. Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ, and we had not appointed the keepers or the people who will attend to the fire of Jahannam but malaika, but angels. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now clarifies that those 19 that have been appointed, they are angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains to us what this 19 is, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make particular mention about it. Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and we did not make their amount, their numbers, except as a trial for those who had disbelieved. Those who disbelieved, the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, when they heard this figure, that they are only 19 angels, so we are in thousands, so we have superiority insofar as numbers are concerned. They didn't believe in Akhirat. They didn't have any clue about what Akhirat would be like. So they thought it would be like in this world. If 19 people come to attack us, or 19 people come to arrest us, and we are in the thousands, so we will have definite superiority over them insofar as numbers are concerned, and hence we will overpower them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala put this to a trial. The people of Makkah, through this trial, through this test, for them to understand and realize that here they are not dealing with mortals, with human beings like themselves, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about angels, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about something that is not seen to them. It is not something that they would have experienced. It is not someone that they have gone through in their lives on a daily basis. This is some other creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لِيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that the people of the book, the people who were given the book, would then make firm their iman. They will reaffirm or reaffirm the condition and the state of their faith and their iman. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described this also in their kitabs and in their books, that they had read that they are these appointees, they are these guardians over the fire of Jahannam. They will be 19 in number, like we find in some of the traditions. Mention has been made in the kitabs, and hence now when they hear this from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they may reaffirm the iman. They may bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا, and it will increase the quality of those who have brought iman in their iman. That now they would realize that this is not a simple issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created the fire of Jahannam incidental, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these arrangements, and these arrangements are such that for each different kind of punishment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created a different angel, and Allah has appointed this angel over that punishment. So this is not a simple matter. It is not a simple affair. وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And neither with those who was given the book and the believers have any doubt in this. That we are supposed to have firm iman in this. The Ahle Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, they were given the book. This has been discussed in the book. So this is supposed to have removed any kind of doubt with regards to this creation of Allah and this system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has arranged. But on the other side of the coin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this very same factor that would have been a form of strengthening the quality of one's iman, strengthening the quality of one's faith in Allah, removing all the doubt, the very same factor would create negative impacts on others. Allah says, وَلِيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. And so that those in whose hearts there is an illness and a sickness, that refers to the munafiqeen, that refers to the hypocrites, وَالْكَافِرُونَ, and those who disbelieve, they would say, مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intend with these examples? Why has He brought these examples? They would begin to question Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as their habit is to continuously question. One is to question in a quest and in a search to arrive at the truth, to arrive at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us or Allah is commanding us. And one is to question because one has these doubts in one's mind. One does not want to accept. One wants to get away from the truth. It is like two vehicles traveling or two drivers driving in the same direction. One wants to take a U-turn and move away, and the other wants to come to the final destination. These are the two groups of people, the munafiqeen and the disbelievers, will continuously question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made this very clear also in the Quran, that Allah has done this for our understanding. We understand we are humans, we understand by examples, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these examples. كَذَلِكَ يُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides or deviates whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. And Allah ta'ala guides whomsoever He desires. There are two different kinds of hearts. There are those hearts that will never accept. There are those hearts that are closed to the truth. And there are those hearts that are open, and those hearts that will accept the truth very easily. And it is those hearts that will either accept or those hearts that will reject. The same example, the same ayat brings a tremendous amount of iman and a change in the quality of the iman of some. And the same thing will create a great amount of doubt and rejection from another group of people. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. And none knows the army of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إِلَّهُ but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to some of the Quraysh of Makkah. There were some of them that used to say that if they are 19, then with our right hand we will deal with 17. These were very strong human beings. They were able to fight 10 or 20 people at a time. So with one hand, with the right hand, we will deal with 18, and with the other, we will with 17, sorry, and with the other, we will deal with 2. And hence, in this way, we will destroy them. Some of them used to say, with 10, we will deal with 10 with our right hand, and with 9, the other. Some would say, we will deal with 17, you deal with 2. In other words, making a complete mockery of these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. None knows the army of Allah. What can describe this army of Allah, the angels? When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on a mi'raj, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about the Baytul Ma'mur, what did he say? 70,000 angels enter it. or a day, and they never get the chance again to do so, showing the great number of malaika. What can explain to us this powerful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A portion of the wing of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam destroyed the people of Lut, lifted the earth and turned it upside down. Just a portion of the wing of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Who can understand the strength and the power of this creation of Allah? وَمَا هِيَا إِلَّا ذِكْرَى لِلْبَشَرِ. And that is nothing but a dhikra. It is an advice and admonition for those or human beings, for the bashar, who obviously have the capacity to think and have the iman to digest all this, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.